91.3 FM Stereo.
My radio station. Your radio station. Our radio station. The voice of the Cape.
Education in Daba on the voice of the Cape.
91.3 FM Stereo.
Well, moving on to the next segment of the program, we're going to be chatting PG Bison. Now, I see it's 1.618 Education Initiative, and we are joined online by Jason Wells, who's the brand and marketing manager at PG Bison. Jason, welcome to the airwaves of the Voice of the Cape, and a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Ridwan, and good evening, Yasira. Thanks for the invite, and good evening to all the listeners.
Thanks very much. Let's get right into it, Jason. You know, what is the 1.618 Education Initiative all about?
Okay, all right. There's two parts to it. One, it started in, we'll talk about when it started, but it was a way we thought we had to start introducing PG Bison and our products to students, especially third year interior design and architectural students. And what it's evolved into is how we sort of start identifying and nurturing young talent, especially design talent in this country, because we so desperately need good design talent. And that's what this competition has become about, is actually showing the industry the best of the best, and letting them sort of see that and showcase their work.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the initiative been running for?
So we started this in 1992, so 28 years. It's one of the longest running competitions in sort of aimed at tertiary education institutions.
Awesome. Yasira, any quick question or comment from your side?
Shukran, Ridwan. Jason, just before I move to another question, what does 1.618 actually stand for? You know, because I'm reading and I'm thinking, okay, interior design, it's almost like the golden circle, and I'm struggling.
That's right. It's the golden ratio. It's 100% right. So because it's been running since 1992, it's gone through various names. It was the student design competition. It was all sorts of names all the way through its history. And in about 2009, we took this decision to rebrand it as the 1.618 competition. And the 1.618 is that golden ratio. It's what we find in nature where, you know, like if you look at, at a seashell, how it increases in size, each circle is a bigger circle of the next one of the next one. It's that idea. And what it expresses is sort of almost good design. I often reckon that like the sort of the Greek architecture and things like it had it in it.
Yeah.
And so it was a way of saying good design without saying good design.
Exactly.
So it was just a neat way of naming the competition.
So, Jason, how does the competition work and the judging process? Because I'm sure we have a deluge of talent that comes in and want to just put on display, you know, interior design and architecture. I mean, that can be quite a difficult process.
No, well, so it runs every year, and it's a year-long process. So it normally starts in about October. Of course, this year has been we can talk about how this year we've had to adapt and really find new ways. But in a normal year, we would start in October, where we'd actually end with the last year's award ceremony, and we would introduce the next brief, the following year's brief to the lecturers, and sort of take them through what it's about. Now, the brief is written, and we normally get an industry specialist, an architect or a designer to help us with that brief, because we want to try and keep it as grounded in reality. We don't want them designing spaceships and, we try and look 5-6 years in the future, but we need to have something that is going to help them in their sort of careers. And also, the brief, we always had this illusion until we actually went out there and found out for ourselves. We always thought it was like a sideline, you know, here's the competition and enter it when you like. But the brief actually gets written into these institutions' curricula.
Wow.
So they are using it as classwork for 3 or 4 weeks in their classes. And so it's important that we give the lecturers a brief that they can really sort of adapt and use in their class to get the best out of the students. So that's the first part. And then we launch it, and of course, into the new academic year, the calendar starts. The lecturers place it in their curricula, and we travel around. I've got Leanne Markham, my communications manager. She goes around and she gives lectures to all the institutions as they're doing it. So we cover all of them, as all the people that are entering, and we have that sort of usually about an hour and a half to talk about what the brief's about, give them some hints and tips and pointers, what we've heard from the judges, and then also introduce PG and the products. And The reason for that is where the competition came from in 92 was we realized there was a need that when students arrived in the workplace, they didn't know enough about the products that they were working with. They'd been given the sort of theoretical experience or design work, but how to actually use the products in the right applications was what was missing. So this is what the competition really started about. It was to try and introduce them to those. So that's the whole thing there. They normally have up until about August. Now, the way it works, because if you count institutions offering interior design and architecture, there's about 27, 28 across the country. And we're talking about some of them are like sort of the kind of national private institutions where you have a branch in Cape Town, a branch in Durban, and a branch in Joburg. So if you count each branch individually, we only have about 27 or 28 institutions across the country. So each one of them gets to enter. And then judging, depending on their class size, if they've got less than 30 students, the lecturer themselves has to do a pre-selection where they pick three students. And if they've got more than 30 students, they get to pick five students. And normally those students then sort of polish their work a little bit further, and that it gets submitted to us, and then the judging panel meets. So we have the deadline is mid-August. Judging normally happens in September. And then we normally have a judging panel of about five industry experts. This year, we've actually got Phil Mashabani from Mashabani Rose, an associate. You'll know him from the Nelson Mandela Capture Site, Apartheid Museum, you know, quite high ranking. We have Olivia Kutsia-Stain. She's from DHQ Interior Brand Architects. We have Dale Friedman from Paragon Interface. And then we've got Madre Mayer, who's a new judge this year. He's from Source Interior Brand Architect, and Henk Maria from Connect Architect. So because we've gone digital, we've been able to but also add more national judges. So we've got two Cape Town judges this year. Normally we'd have to fly them up so we kind of watch our expenses. And so they then judge. And after all the institutions get their stuff together, we have about between 80 to 100, depending on how good or how many applicants we get on the year. Normally around 80 to 100 entrants for the year, and then we judge. So on a normal year, it's a full day event. We have an elimination round. They take out all the ones that don't work, and then we get down to a top 20, debate that into a top 10. And then we finally wrap up with a top three. But this year we've had to obviously go all digital, and we were busy on Friday. We're going to wrap up on Tuesday afternoon, where we've done the first elimination round. And now, of course, you're sitting on Zoom for 3 hours, so it becomes a little bit tedious. You have to break it. that's where we're at. So we're right in the middle of the judging process right now. And then, of course, we have the award ceremony, which this year we'll have to do digitally, and the process repeats itself. And so we carry on.
Well, just to remind our listeners once again that we are joined online by Jason Wells, who is the brand and marketing manager at PG Bison. Now, PG Bison, trusted wood panel manufacturer and proudly South African company, has been running the 1.618 education initiative for 28 years. This annual design competition is aimed at third-year architecture and interior design students around South Africa and is written into the curricula of participating educational institutions. It aims to nurture and recognize young talent, introduce students to real-world briefs and products, and encourage creative thinking. Now, in 2020, this year, for the first time ever, the competition has moved online. Yasira, any quick question further from your side? I think we've got about a minute or two left.
So, this is very interesting. It's the first time I've heard of it, Jason. For interested people out there who are studying, do you know how can they get into contact with you?
Ah, certainly. That's great. There's a couple of platforms you can look at. So you can go to our website. It's www.1618.co.za. So 1618. And then you can see us on Instagram. It's at pgbison_1.618 as numbers. And of course, you can find us on Facebook, pgbison1.618 numbers education initiative. So it's only the website where you have to use the words, you use the number one and then 618 written out as words. And those are the three platforms where you can, and otherwise you can sort of look at the PG Bison websites too. They have links to the platforms too.
Well, Jason, thanks very much to you and PG Bison, obviously, you know, for your contribution to education as a whole. And we certainly want to wish you guys everything of the best in concluding this particular competition. So on that note, we want to say to you once again a huge thank you for your time. Everything of the best for the year ahead. Well, it's almost coming towards its end, and a very good evening.
Everyone, thank you very much. And Yasira, thank you very much. Thanks
awesome
for the time
stuff,
and the opportunity.
Jason.
Awesome.
Education in Daba on the Voice of the Cape.
91.3 FM Stereo.